Hi.
I'm Attic. My name's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Second step, second tradition. I like what she said. You know, the second step was something to fill that hole up after we came in here. Now, somebody shared with me once before that we come in here working a second step. We finally got around admitting that we got a problem that we can't deal with ourselves. And when we finally got here, you know, had a lot of examples around me to show me a new way of living, you know. Kind of like gave me the idea that I could stay clean for a while, you know. And I didn't think I would be clean this long, you know. I guess, you know, experiencing a lot of things out there, and trying to stay clean on my own for a long time just didn't work. So when I finally got here, I began to understand that I had a problem. And now that I stopped using drugs, you know, I got to learn how to live. And that's what they told me, that's what the steps was all for. Basically, it's a process of not going back to use, but learning how to live, you know, how to learn to deal with life, how to learn to deal with situations, how to deal with people, but basically how to get better with myself, you know. And I never got wrapped up too much into the insanity part because they told me that my imaginability was the things that helped me create a lot of my insanity. So when I started getting better with a lot of things, you know, I had to understand I had a choice, man. I could avoid a lot of situations, you know. And that kind of, like, helped me take a look, you know. Kind of like, you know, the second step for me was learning to become aware, be a little bit more open-minded, you know. And that's what I had to take a look at. I had to keep the focus on myself and the things that I was doing, you know. As a result, I just believe in the process of being restored to sanity, you know, that, it's all, for me, the second step is all about, you know, restoration of sanity, you know, restoring some sanity to my life, you know. Now that I stopped using drugs, now how do I live, you know? How do I deal with my emotions, my feelings, and my thoughts, you know? And today I have people in my life that I can talk to because I need people, you know. And to me, I have a lot of power greater than myself, you know. I was never too much into the God concept, but for me, the faith in second step was just putting my faith in this program because it's the only thing that kept me clean for any length of time, you know, and it's still working in my life today, you know. I've gotten better as a direct result of being involved in this program, you know. Today I'm feeling pretty good about myself, and when I'm not, I got people I can go talk to, you know, kind of lift my spirits up a lot, you know. Found that the second step for me was just process of learning how to talk to people, man, and open up to let go of reservations, man, you know, talk about some little thoughts and feelings I didn't want to share with nobody, you know, learning to open up, allow people to know me, you know, and so I can get to know myself, and that's something that I have to use every day, you know, because today I understand that I can't stay clean by myself. If I get away from doing what I'm doing, I will go back to using, you know. I have no doubts about that, you know. I'm a person, I like using drugs, you know, but didn't like where it took me and how it left me living and feeling, you know. So today I understand that I have a choice, and as long as I continue to surrender to this way, man, and stay along with this program, you know, I'll live, you know. This is the second tradition, you know. My experience in being involved with the groups and stuff is that as long as we're willing to practice some principles, I can see a loving God coming to work, but I can see it getting real crazy at times, too, when we ain't willing to practice nothing, you know. Just learn that, you know, we come together with our ideas and our experiences, and we start sharing it, you know, and stop trying to fight each other, you know, and just try to come together on the best solution for the group that does work, you know. I guess facing group conscious, what we concentrate most on is how can we become an attractive group? How can we better carry the message? You know, are we as group members, are we greeting the newcomers? Are we hugging them? Are we greeting the visitors and spending time with the visitors? Or are we clicking up with each other and seeing what everybody else is doing and forgetting the newcomer and forgetting the visitor that comes to our group? You know, that's how the second tradition works for us when we get together. That's one of the main things that we discuss amongst ourselves, you know, how to make our group a better group, more attractive group, you know, make people feel warm and welcome when they come, you know. That's what a group's supposed to be for, you know, to carry the message, to make the addict feel comfortable when they come there, and not leave them standing around by themselves, you know. That's what a group's for, and we as home group members, that's what we have to practice, and that's what we talk about, you know. That's just some of my experience, and thanks for having us here.
having an addict. I am an addict named Jay. Hi, everyone. This second step is about exactly where I'm at for my writing and everything. I remember when I first came back here, I had a problem with it because it said power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Excuse me. And I always thought that, like, God was going to come down and say, you know, you're sane. And I just didn't understand how that would even happen, because for years and years, I felt like I was insane. Until somebody said to me one day, I was at their house, and they said, power greater than yourself, you could use it as the group, the rooms. And I thought about that, and ever since then, and that was like 5-6 months ago, I've been using the room as power greater than myself, and I almost feel normal, you know, whatever normal is. Right now, I've been here since like 10 o'clock this morning, and, you know, I must have drank 4,000 cups of coffee, so I don't feel too sane right now. And there's another thing about the second step that I can definitely repay to it. It's the insanity. Insanity is continuing to do the same things and expecting different results. And for years, I continued to do the same things, and I would con myself into thinking that something different was going to come out of it. And each time, the same things happened. Matter of fact, it just happened just recently. And it was the first time, instead of going out and, when I got insane, and going out and doing this particular thing, I went out and usually got high. And this was the first time that I continued to do the same thing, and instead of going out and getting high, I called my sponsor, and I called the people from the rooms. And the rooms is definitely the power that's greater than myself. I just had to talk because I came here late because I've just been running around. And somebody, I asked them where my sponsor was, and they said, oh, he's over in step two. And I said, oh, my God, I got to get over there. So I ran right over here. I've been running here, there, everywhere from like 10 o'clock this morning. And I just figured that I should share on this second step because it's exactly where I'm at. I feel I'm very grateful to be here. This is really fun. And, you know, the rooms are my higher power, and that's all I have to share.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
My name's Ken. I just got here a little while ago, and I walked in and got some hugs and second step meeting. And that's exactly where I'm at, too. You know, I went tonight, you know, one of my writing assignments by my sponsor is to write down all the miracles that happen in life. And I got these sneakers tonight, and on the inside it says, I'll leave the name of the brand of sneakers out, but it says, is living life to the fullest. And living life to the fullest demands intense commitment. I was like, holy shit. This is not a pair of sneakers I got, you know. And they were $39.99 specials. I've never even heard them before. But, you know, there was a reason why I bought these sneakers. And you know, there's a message on the card. But, you know, the second step has been, like, coming in and out. And I've been working on it. Haven't been working on it. And what I know about the second step is that I see a hell of a lot of people here that look very happy. And I walked into this convention tonight, and I think this is the first convention I've been at. I've been totally fucked up. But, you know, I'm feeling real good lately, and like lately as in like the last 2 days. Like a week ago I wanted to use, and a week before that I wanted to go to Florida. And you know, it's just like, I just didn't want to deal with life, you know, in here and now. I didn't want to be here. Since then, it was like I was having a problem with my job, and somebody said, well, why don't you switch jobs? So I did. And, you know, I was having, like, physical problems, and they said, why don't you go to the doctor? So I did. and I was having problems with the relationship I'm in, and they said, why don't you say something? So I did. And, you know, I haven't had those three problems for the last 3 days. That's the second step for me. You know, what people tell me to do, I do. And, you know, like you were talking about, you know, they said, do this, go there. And, you know, I sat in the back seat of that car and went to Philly and conventions down that way, too. And, you know, I got some news today, and it kind of screwed me up. Because it's like I'm young and I've always been healthy and like, you know, I got an ulcer, you know, and it's like, he says, do you drink? And I said, no, you know, like alcohol. I says, no. And he says, do you drink a lot of coffee? And I says, yeah. And he says, do you smoke? I says, yeah. And now I can't do these two things, you know. Somebody told me I can't do something. And it's, you know, I don't know, but it was like, something was wrong with me, and you know, like, how can something be wrong with me? You know, I'm having a tough time accepting it. It's such a little thing, but I'm having a tough time accepting it. And I just need help with it. You know, I just had a real good day. Somebody called me for a ride, and you know, that's why I didn't get here when I planned. You know, that's the second step. In a roundabout way, because, see, I see other people doing that. I see other people driving an hour to go pick up somebody that doesn't have a ride, and people did it for me, so I go do it. And you know, he's like giving me gas money and this and that, and he doesn't have money. He didn't even have money to eat for the weekend. He wasn't giving me gas money. I said, get the hell out of here, you know. Do it for somebody else in a year, and you know, when you got your shit together a little bit better. And, you know, I'm real, real grateful to be here. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Yeah. I cut all down to about 30 seconds because I want some air time, too. We have like 5 minutes left. It only takes 60 seconds to do all that. Okay.
Hi, my name is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for sharing. I don't know what I'm going to say. I said a prayer before I get up here. I think I'm just trying to face the fear. Second step. I had all this stuff I wanted to say before I sat down. And I don't know, it's all kind of going away. Kurt said something about, or someone said something about the program being like tubes, and as long as you're in line with these tubes, that and just flow with the program, or let the program flow through you, that everything will go nice and smooth. And I could relate to that when he said that. Because in the last, I'm coming up on a year myself, and in the last year I've made a lot of major changes. Anybody that's seen me come in 11 months ago, you wouldn't even recognize, if you hadn't seen me come in, you wouldn't even recognize me, or if you had, you know what I mean. I had long hair and the leather jackets and the chains and stuff, and I don't know, just recently, within the last couple of weeks, I got rid of the long hair. And I think that was kind of like, somebody told me that in my program, who I look up to a lot, they said that in recovery, first you change the physical part, and then you change the mental, and then spiritual will follow. And in my eyes, that's getting out of the way, getting myself out of the way so that the program can work, stepping aside and letting it work. And so I've been doing these changes slowly throughout the year. I've been making these changes, just trying to get a little bit more out of the way and trying to let the program work for me. And Everybody's saying, I think the hardest thing about my hair is that everybody else notices it. I'm trying to forget it, you know. And everybody, it's been 2 weeks, and every day somebody says, "God, you look great, man, you look great." They're all patting me on the back and telling me how nice it is. And now I thought it was all over. I come to Allentown, it's like a whole new group of people are telling me this. And I'm grateful for that, I mean, but I don't take compliments well. I don't think any of us do. I'm not used to that. They feel good, but I'm afraid of them because then I get a swelled head, you know? And I get cocky. I was real cocky when I had 6 months. And within the last couple months, boy, I don't know, I just kind of, my humbleness came back in a real quick because I found myself I couldn't share in the meetings, and I was scared. I felt really scared around the people in the program, and I couldn't understand why. So I guess what I'm getting at is step two to me, I have to, whether I believe it or not, I have to take the steps to allow a power greater than myself to enter my life. I have to take certain steps before he's even going to introduce himself in my life, you know? Like getting a haircut, if that's what it is inside of me, you know? It's whatever inside of me. I told everybody that having long hair didn't bother me a bit. And when I stood in front of the mirror, man, I used to like it, you know, the long hair, and it made me feel good. I thought, this guy looks good, you know, it's a good-looking long hair, it looks good. But when I went out, since I've been in the program, when I would go out to work or wherever, I live in a very religious area, and they would all stand aside away from me. They would step away from me and I would notice that. Before, I never cared. You know, I didn't care if they'd step aside when I was using it. Now, today I noticed them stepping aside because of the long hair, and I felt that I couldn't function in society as a normal person. So I changed it, and I cut the hair. People don't step aside anymore. It's a simple thing like that, that's what gave me the realization. Cutting my hair is what gave me the realization to sit here and just say it, because I didn't realize it until after I cut it, that people don't no longer look down on me like, "Oh, he's a scum, you know, scumbag," or "Look at that long hair, my word," you know. So, I don't know. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing. We're out of time. If anybody can get a chance to share, get with somebody after the meeting. You know, this is a nice meeting. Somebody want to read just for today?